Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to another week of What's Up Utah? What's happening? Hey, I'm your host, Roger B. Got a great show for you here tonight. A lot of good things to share. One of the things is, springtime. It's been here already for a few weeks now. And there's lots of good events that are coming up for that. Don't have an interview for you tonight. That fell through. But hope to have an interview next week with a local place that's here in town. And one of the things I want to tell you about is the Central Utah Gardens. It's a great place to come for a free day, free time with your family. It is here in Orem. I'm not in Orem, but yeah, right next door to Provo. And it actually opens up this weekend, May 1st. So you can go check it out on Friday and Saturday. It is there on, it's on the way to UVU. The address is 355 West University Parkway. So it's just up the hill. It's actually right across the street from the Krispy Kreme. Check out their website there at centralutahgardens.org. Great place to go. I've been there before. It's really cool. They also have exhibits on lowering the amount of water usage in your lawns by replacing your grass with other types that use less water, or doing xeriscaping native plants. So it's a cool place. Check it out. Good deal. All right, another thing that's coming up, this is later in May, but there is a place that is, let me just check this here. I think this is at the very end of the month, actually. So this is the Provo Pioneer Village, Provo Pioneer Village. You can check out their website at provopioneervillage.org. It's run by the Sons of Utah Pioneers. It's pretty cool if you haven't been there before. I've been there once, and they're having an activity coming up. Let's see here. It's actually the first week of June, Saturday, June 6th. It's going to be a little Pioneer Crafts thing, which, you know, if you like crafts, if you're into network marketing with crafts, stuff like that. No, seriously, if you like crafts or if you just like Pioneer stuff, learning about the people that lived here in Provo when they came back in 1849 and the 1800s, check it out. Looks pretty cool. So that place is open Tuesday through Saturdays, and it's not until Memorial Day that it opens, so it's a month from now. But get to start spreading the word. Hope to have an interview with them here coming up sometime in May, shortly before they open. And, yeah, you can check out their hours there on their website. All right, good deal. So if you're new to the show, you might not know the reason for this show. The reason for this show is to help get people informed, to help people kind of, you know, push off the cynicism that's so much in media, so much in regular news channels, and especially on talk radio, where people just want to, you know, some of it's good. They want to enlighten. They want to inform people, sound the alarm, be a whistleblower. But that's not good enough. Why? Got to help encourage people that they can actually make a difference. Instead of just reporting problems, got to help people know what they can do about it. So that's the purpose of this show, to help people know how they can actually make a difference. Even if it takes a while to make a difference, you shouldn't give up. And also to have some fun. I know we've had fake commercials in the past. And, we're going to have some more of those and other good stuff coming your way. Keep on listening. Help spread the word. If you'd like to call in tonight, if you have a good idea to share, or if you have a concern or a question about something in your neighborhood or your city, and you want to get my thoughts on how you can start making a difference on that, do call in on the call-in number. It's 347-426-3948. Again, that's 347-426-3948. Going along with that line of thought, just a reminder for those, or telling those that are new to the show, since you haven't heard it before, there is an excellent website I recommend that everybody signs up for. It's govtrack.us. Gov like government, and then track.us. Go there, put in your address and your zip code. It will tell you who your two senators and your representative for your part of your state. It'll tell you who they are. It'll allow you to put in your email address. And then anytime there's bills on the floor of Congress, either in the House of Representatives or in the Senate floor, and they vote on them, it'll tell you how they voted. And if you want to be informed of things before they vote, go to their respective websites and click on the calendar link, and you can find the bills that are coming up. It's not perfect. They could do better on transparency, but you can still find a lot of information there on what bills are in committees and coming to the floor, things like that. You can find both of those calendars. The one for the Senate is at senate.gov, and the one for the House of Representatives is house.gov. So, yeah, check those out. Those will help make a difference. All right, good deal. So I want to share a little local issue tonight. The Provo City Council, they've put out a survey. They made a blog post, and they made a little survey, a little Google Docs form that you can fill out. You can find that if you go to provocitycouncil.blogspot.com. This is from almost a week ago, last Thursday, April 23rd. The post is titled Curbside Recycling. Trying to get input from the people of Provo on a couple of different things. One, should the recycling pickups, the blue cans that people have for recycling plastics and papers and, you know, not only cardboard but also paperboard, things like that. Pretty much everything except for glass. They actually take all types of plastics, 1 through 6. They want to get feedback from you, the residents of Provo, on whether they should switch it to an every week pickup. Because right now it's every other week, and there's a link there at the end of the third paragraph that says, share your thoughts with us. Click on that, fill that out, let them know what you think. And they're also asking, not on the survey, but on the blog post, there was talk of, actually this was a comment from a citizen, of whether or not to bring it in-house. Right now, the city, our tax dollars are paying a third party, a company called Republic, and they're doing the recycling, and a local citizen made a comment that she's talked with people at the city, and they said that we could do it, that the city could do it more efficiently and for a lower cost. So encourage you to fill out that form. The third question is just open-ended comments. And in comments, yeah, if you think that's a good idea, put that in there. Tell them, you know, bring it in-house. That way we could save, you know, save some of those sales tax dollars that the city gets. Use it for other good things. Or possibly, who knows, people think it's unrealistic, but I don't care. Maybe we can reduce taxes someday. That'd be great. All right, cool. So that's a local issue. Check that out. A couple of fun things coming up here this week is tomorrow at the Covey Center in downtown Provo. And their website, by the way, is CoveyCenter.org. Covey is C-O-V-E-Y. They're at the Covey Center. They're starting up a play called Nonsense. I heard it's a pretty good comedy slash musical. The Daily Herald, the local newspaper here, they did a review on it. So yeah, check that out. That runs from April 30th through May 23rd. Great date idea. Or if you're a theater junkie, yeah, check it out. And that runs on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays every week through May 23rd. Another thing that's coming up, this is just a one-night event tomorrow at the Covey Center. It's the Utah Valley Symphony, and it says, the little subtitle on it is a film music conversation with Sam Carden, featuring his own works, film music he admires, and the classics that inspired him. Selections of Carden's work with a range from World of Warcraft, the video game, to The Velveteen Rabbit, the book. So sounds pretty cool. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Again, you can go to coveycenter.org if you want to get tickets for that. Anybody out there know of any other cool events that are coming up? Give me a call here on that number, the call-in number, and we'll announce it on the air. All right, cool. Let's move on here to the other items here on tonight. I want to share a good idea tip. A lot of people have firewalls or antiviruses that they run on their computers because it's a smart thing to do, even if you're on a Mac. Yes, I've actually seen people get hacked on Macs. It's not as common, but it can happen. So anyways, point is you want to be tight on security And a good idea that goes along with that is that any software that you download from the internet to install on your computer, you want to sign up for their announcements list. Why? If they've got a security breach, they're going to let people know, at least most of them will. Some companies will hide it. But most of the good companies that make free software to download, such as Firefox or Thunderbird or OpenOffice or LibreOffice, they have an announcements list that you can sign up on so that you can receive an email anytime there's a security update. And that's really important to do. For example, you can find one, like some of those softwares that I just mentioned, some of those programs, their websites are openoffice.org. They have an announcements list there that you can sign up on, and I highly recommend that. That way, you're keeping on track, you're keeping on top of security updates, and you're less likely to get hacked. Because it's not hard to get hacked. So do that. That'll save you some trouble and grief. I have helped a few friends and acquaintances over the years, actually probably more than a handful, they have had a pretty tough time with getting hacked, and it's no fun. Had to redo passwords, redo their Facebook account, stuff like that. It's not only the operating system. You know, like you might think, well, I'm on a Mac, I'm just going to ignore what he says. Well, be careful, too, with the wireless networks that you're using. I've seen people get compromised through that. So I want to be really careful. I have a friend that says that he never does online banking over his wireless connection, which I think is not a bad idea. A lot of people would be scared if they saw how easy it is to crack a wireless connection. But, nothing is 100% secure, so just mitigate your risk out there. And, the main idea is any software you download and install, make sure to sign up for their announcements list. If you can't find it easily on their website, then contact their support, because any legit company is going to have an announcements list where they announce new releases of the software as well as security patches. It's a really essential thing to do. All right, good deal. Moving along here, good idea here for not only if you live in Utah County, but anywhere nationwide or around the world, is that Amazon.com, a lot of people shop there, and they have a program called Amazon Smile. If you go to smile.amazon.com, you can read a little bit about it. After you sign in, click your account at the top right, and then choose your charity or change your charity. What it is anytime you purchase some books or electronics or whatever you're buying from Amazon.com, they'll donate a small portion of it to a charity that you choose. There's lots of nationwide charities listed there, as well as local charities. I just got a post today from the Provo Food and Care Coalition. Friends of the Coalition is the name of the organization, and I changed my charity to them. I did have it on the Institute for Justice, IJ.org, and they definitely do an excellent job, but I wanted to switch it to the Food and Care Coalition because they help out with, basic things. People can't worry too much about, all the rest of life if they don't have a roof over their head and they're not eating. So, a lot of really good people there. I am acquainted with two of the people that work there. Really sharp crew of people there. Highly recommend it. So, if you don't want to do the Friends of the Coalition, the Food and Care Coalition, then just do a search. There's lots of other organizations there nationwide as well as in your community, no matter what city you live in. So, check that out. Good deal. All right. Here is another local issue. This one is countywide. It's not just for the city of Provo. If you live in Utah County, there was a news story I saw today. I haven't had time to check out details on it yet. But 8 citizens in Utah County from Pleasant Grove and Provo and Orem, they filed a petition to file a referendum, to get a referendum on the ballot. And they have to collect enough signatures. Looks like they have to collect 18,000 registered signatures by June 5th. And the subject, or what it's about, this is about bus rapid transit. I don't know a lot about it. I'm not an expert on it. If you go to heraldextra.com, you'll find the story there. But the name of the article is "Residents Seek a Referendum to Stall the BRT Funding," and they think that we shouldn't be accepting the federal dollars, or at least getting bribed with the federal dollars. I know that I believe it was last year that the Provo City Council voted to approve a certain route because they said they were under a deadline to receive money from the federal government. And then after that, then it had to go before the Utah County Commissioners. And looks like they've been doing stuff with that recently. So, yeah, what do you think about that? Have any thoughts on that? If you want to speak your mind on it, or if you have something else you want to speak your mind on, do give us a call. Give me a call. The number is 347-426-3948. So, yeah, you can go and read about that, the bus rapid transit. And if you think that's a good idea, you can, you know, if you want to sign the referendum, I haven't done a search yet, but I imagine they're going to have a website soon. The end of the article says basically stay tuned to Herald Extra as the story develops. It also has the reporter's phone number or email address, even better, bottom of that, so you could ask her about that. All right, good deal. If you wanted to send feedback to the county commissioner, you could go to the Utah County website, and the address for that is utahcountyonline.org, utahcountyonline.org. And there's a section there underneath government where you can go to county legislators, and then you can email them. Actually, it looks like that is for the state representatives. But, yeah, it's definitely on that website. You just search for the county commission on that website. You'll find the three county commissioners, and you can email them if you have thoughts on that. But I'm generally for referendums or initiatives. I think it's a great way to bring things that were rushed through the legislature. I think it's a great way to bring it before the people when it was probably better that the people have a say on it. I know we've elected people to represent us, so that would be impractical for us to vote on every single bill that comes before them. But I think this one, with the amount of money that we're talking about, even if I'm not 100% for it, I think I'm going to sign the petition so that we the people get a chance to consider it and vote on it. And I reserve the right to change my mind if I, as I said, I don't know a lot about it yet. So if I read other things that make me see I've missed a picture to help me see, you know, the full picture, then, yeah, definitely willing to change my mind on it. But that's where I stand right now. So, yeah, check that out, the BRT referendum. Do a search or go to heraldextra.com. All right, cool. So we're moving along here. I told you all last week that I was going to go give blood at the Red Cross or at Mountain Star Blood Services. I found out that Mountain Star Blood Services, who gives blood donations to the Mountain Star Hospitals here in Utah, that they actually closed their offices. They went out of business. Just the blood donation offices. They decided to partner with the Red Cross on that. And so now, when you donate at the Red Cross here locally, by the way, the main donation center for the county is in Orem. It's on State Street. It is on the southwest corner of the intersection of University Parkway and State Street. It's over there behind... what is it? In-N-Out. Yeah, it's behind In-N-Out Burger and behind Outback Steakhouse. So, yeah, check that out. So, have to confess, I did not go. I slacked on that. But I did talk with them today, and I set up an appointment. I'm going there tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. to donate blood. So, if you're able to, I know not everybody medically is able to. If you're not, you know, you can do something else. But if you're able to, go to redcrossblood.org. You can sign in, look at their schedule, and set up a time that works for you. Because there's a lot of people that need help with blood transfusions. And, yeah, your one blood donation, if you think of one example, it can help multiple children because children don't need as much blood. So one blood donation can help save multiple lives. Like I think it's something like three, maybe four people that can be split up for, or at least children. So, yeah, check that out. All right. In that line of thought, you probably already heard about the awful disaster to hit Nepal this past Saturday. Nepal is a small country in the Himalayas that lies between India and China, or really Tibet. Tibet, you know, the occupied country. China occupied them. They no longer cease to exist. I mean, they no longer exist as a separate country is what I mean. But yeah, there in Nepal, there's a huge earthquake, like 7.8 or 7.9 on the Richter scale. And I know the last that I heard, the death toll was over 4,000 and climbing. There are places that you can go to donate. I wish there was a way that people could go. Kind of wish I had skills and training. That'd be cool to go over there and help out. But if you're not in a position to go, I think one of the next best things you can do is help donate some money. I know there's a UNICEF website to help out children, a United Nations donation site. I'm sorry, I forgot to prepare that. I don't have the address ready here real quick. But if you just do a search for United Nations Nepal earthquake relief, you'll find at least one website out there. One of my favorite places or ways to donate is through a charity called LDS Charities. Their website is ldscharities.org. They've got a little news story there on Nepal. And up at the top right of the website, you click How Can I Help? On the next page, they list multiple ways to help. The second one says Donate. Click on Donate, and then you can make an online payment there. Really cool. LDS Charities has helped out in disasters worldwide. In the past year, they've helped out after a few hurricanes / typhoons, and then also was sending aid over to West Africa during the Ebola crisis last year and things like that. Really, really good people there. But yeah, however you help out, consider doing that if you're able to. Help out those people there at minimum. If you're unable to help out even 1 cent, then yeah, pray for the people over there, because the infrastructure to get into those people is pretty poor. There's only a single road going into the town, the city that was closest to the epicenter, and there's been major traffic jams and also landslides that have slowed down relief workers from getting in there. So, really important thing to help out with. Let's keep those people in our prayers. All right, we've only got a few minutes left here on the show tonight. I wanted to share with you a few other good ideas. One is, this is another survey. I already told you about the survey that the Provo City Council is doing to ask people about recycling. But, by the way, if you remember from a show a few weeks ago, my friend Sean gave you the news on how Orem is now doing glass recycling. It's not curbside yet, but there's a couple of different drop-off locations within the city. If you just do a search for Orem glass recycling, you can find out the info on that. So this next survey, this is one for anybody that lives in Utah. The website is envisionutah.org, like to envision the future. So that's E-N and envision, in envisionutah.org. And so they've named a couple of different scenarios for the future there, giving them some fancy marketing names. Don't get hung up on that. Just click start, and then they'll start asking you questions about air quality, public lands, recreation, water use, education, and several other topics like jobs and the economy. So check that out. That's really important to participate in. I don't know when that ends. I learned about it, I think, a month ago, but I imagine that there might not be too much more time to fill out the survey there, so check that out. All right, good deal. Well, that's about it for tonight's show. Lots of good ideas there. Make sure you do at least one of those this week. Come on, you can do it. Yeah. Yeah, we can all make a difference. So even when things take a long time, eventually, like for example, let's see, which story? All right. So, for example, there's a law here in Provo that says that only 3 unrelated adults can be per house, and a lot of people have given up on changing that the last, 10-plus years. And then somebody else tried here again recently, and 3 citizens in the neighborhood went to the local city council person, He referred them to a committee of the neighborhood that was meeting to talk about the future direction of the city here in Southeast Provo, and they actually got a moratorium on enforcing that law. That moratorium has since ended, but it has gotten other balls rolling, and those people made a difference. They didn't just give up, throw their hands up, and say, hey, there's nothing I can do to change the law. And that's cool about people that do referendums and initiatives also, because, yeah, we can make things better. We can fix broken laws. We can tweak them if they need some adjusting, if they're already pretty good, but they just need to be made better. And then, you know, if there are bad laws, we can fix those also. I do believe in upholding the law while it is in force until we change it. I'm not advocating civil disobedience. We should uphold the laws, even if they're bad laws, but we should band together and get them fixed ASAP. All right, cool. That's it for tonight. If you have any ideas for the show, you can call me directly at 801-356-1032, or if you'd like to advertise. Thanks again for tuning in, and hope you'll listen in next week. Do spread the word. Wednesdays at 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 p.m. Eastern. All right, cool. Have a good night, and peace out.